Welcome back to the
Welcome back, my people.
Wheels podcast.
Real on Wheels show.
Listen, it's been a little while. How's the new year been for you, bro?
It's been good, man. It's been good. It's alright. It's alright, man.
Yeah.
It's alright.
We have to up the work rate this year, you know.
That's true. We're gonna
not gonna lie.
Pedal to the metal.
Because yeah, we was moving a bit slow, I can't lie.
That's it. We just take the first round slow, you know? Yeah, just reading the opposition.
You see that? It's supposed to go this way, not this way.
So that's true.
Steady climb. But steady listen, climb. Let's jump straight into business. What happened on the weekend, my bro? Talk me through it.
Man like Connor. Hey, you know what's crazy, yeah? So I put up a post on my Instagram, yeah?
Yeah.
People trying to say, I've got a quitting mentality. Because I said, basically, on Instagram, I said, Connor's got three options. One, he takes the Ronda Rousey route.
100%.
Goes to WWE or Hollywood.
Yeah.
Two, the Anderson Silva route where he keeps fighting. And then he just takes more and more losses. He ruins his legacy. Or three, he just retires. Because, personally, I don't think he's been the same since he got that 78 million. Sit from Floyd.
How can you be the same, bro?
You can't.
This is the thing. I don't think, yeah, people are thinking about it logically. This guy came from nothing, yeah?
Yeah. He
had no money. You get 78 mil to do something that you haven't even been doing your whole life.
Come on. That's a big paycheck.
But then you're supposed to go back to your dedicated craft and be the best you've ever been. How?
It's not going to happen. You know what it is? The 78 million quenched his thirst.
Yeah.
It's changed his whole dynamics.
Listen, you know
his whole lifestyle changes.
Business-wise, he's done
business-wise.
He's done amazing.
So, you know what it is? People, after the Cowboy fight, yeah, that's why people were hyped about him. Because he done Cowboy quickly.
But Cowboy's below his level.
That's true.
You know what I mean? True. That's like, obviously, as much as I love David here, yeah. That's like when he came back and he was knocking over them, man. Mark DeMori.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
He's not back.
Not really. It's not the level. Yeah. You're not back.
You're just shaking off rust.
Okay. See for the fight, yeah. I thought McGregor was going to win. I put money down that McGregor was going to win in the fifth round by KO. That's what I thought. I thought third or fifth. I thought, you know what? Let me go for fifth because my man's not going to have it. Mm. My man's hungry. He's been waiting for this revenge.
Waiting.
He's been waiting. He's got a different hunger.
But he's got that revenge thing. He looked bare timid to me in the build up, you know. I was thinking, you know what?
He knows he's fighting someone who's a guy, innit?
Yeah.
He knows McGregor's not no walkover. And it wasn't like a lucky win before.
Nah, that's the thing. It wasn't a lucky win. He actually done him dirty. So I'm thinking, cool, you're moving timid. Connor's saying that he's practicing his boxing. His boxing's the best it's ever been. So I'm thinking, here we go. He's going to go in there and smoke my man. Bro.
Pause on that one. You know what it is? See Max Holloway saying he's the best boxer in the UFC.
Yeah.
That's what got to McGregor. That's what got to him. I think that planted a seed in his head. So he wanted to try and show that he's got good boxing. Because where was the kicks?
Non-existent.
Where was the kicks?
Non-existent.
It was non-existent. That's what I'm watching it. I'm thinking, where's the kicks? Like, you're not your normal self that I'm used to seeing.
He was so heavy on his legs, bro.
Heavy. So, just trying to...
Nah, I was watching it on the live stream with True Jordy and that. And bro, this guy, saying he's been working on his boxing, he's throwing, yeah? His left hand, he's not moving his feet in, bro. He's overreaching, bro. Leaving his chin out, and then Dustin's just hitting him with a counterhook. And he didn't read it.
You know what it is? People get sidetracked. It's mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
Use multiple weapons. You can. You're allowed to. Don't go in a cage trying to think you can just box. Come on, man.
This is not them days.
It's not them days. Not that season. It's mad, man. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
I heard that he might be out for 6 months because the calf kicks.
His calf did look like it changed shape, though.
Yeah.
But so, you know what? For me, retire, enjoy your family, grow your business. He can talk. He can be a pundit. He can do so many things. Foundation.
So many charities. Things. So many things.
He's opened up so many doors for himself. Uh-huh. I just feel like being in the octagon and getting beat on, potentially, is just not worth it.
Because, like, what's he in there for? Because what, Khabib, still, he's still got the belt. He's still got the belt.
You know his retirement's fake. You know he's on them
fake. Yeah, his retirement's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake retirement. He's just fake bored retirement.
Because everyone's not on his level.
That's it. So Khabib's still got the belt. He's going to come back and do what? Who's he going to fight? Like, what's the goal now?
Yeah, for real.
Because after that loss...
And he can't fight Usman. I wouldn't... he couldn't...
No way. No way. Usman's too strong for him. Too strong for him. Too
strong still.
Too strong. Too strong.
Hey, listen.
So...
But...
Yeah. So yeah. McGregor's next move is a weird move. I don't know. Obviously, he's going to try and claim the trilogy. But then, man, Nate Diaz is talking now, isn't it? He's hungry for something now.
But these are not worth Conor's time.
It's not worth it, yeah.
And these are not trilogies that anyone's really screaming for.
And you know what it is now? See, because of the loss, the paycheck that Dana will offer him, he's not going to like it.
True.
Because what can it... Dana will offer him... It's not going to get the same money.
No one brings as much attention as Conor, though.
That's true.
That's the thing.
That's true.
They're saying
that's
Conor true. Might have made 20 mil off that fight once you add the pay-per-views.
The press run was rubbish.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. He was just quiet. He was laid back. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
He's shaking hands. I don't know if he's still got the
same power. Yeah. Yeah, that was a bit weird, man. That was a bit too weird for me. It was too friendly.
Bit too friendly, bro.
Bit too friendly for my liking. But, yeah, so... But we'll see, innit, where Conor goes. What, he's 32 years old. He's still got time left, but you know what it is? You got to learn to quit while you're ahead.
You do. A lot of
it's so important, man.
Fall in love with the sport. You know, it seems that a lot of people fall in love with the sport when they've already got what they wanted out of it. So think of it like this. They think, all right, you know what? I think I can be a millionaire from being an MMA fighter. Then once they become a millionaire, obviously they've achieved something. So now they're like, oh, you know what? I actually want to be really great at this. No, I want to be the greatest. Yeah. I want to be the best. But by that time, what made you dangerous was the fact that you was hungry for the peas, not to be great.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's so true. It's like your motive has changed too drastic.
Yeah, trust me. Man went from job seekers to 7 to 8 mil.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
It's not a joke. It's not a joke. But Conor, I like Conor still. Conor's still my guy, but he looked a bit too flat for my liking. And then Khabib was saying something about you change your sparring partners, you've got these young boys, this, that, whatnot. It all does come into effect sometimes. It does. It does.
But you know what? He doesn't live the life, innit? You know?
That's the thing, yeah.
At one point he did, but you can't have proper 12 this many weeks and then just cut it out for a bit of camp and then be flying here, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just not... He's... The hunger's gone. Did you see how man was resting his leg? Man had the leg rest camouflaging with the sofa.
Bro, that's so sad. The luxury is too much. It's too much. But boy.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
Canelo has signed a 2-fight deal with Matchroom.
Yeah.
And his first fight is going to be Yildirim, who is famously known for getting blasted by Eubank Jr.
Yep.
And what do you call it? His second fight under that contract should be Billy Joe Saunders. What are you telling me about that news, bro?
Yeah, so Yildirim is an easy fight, isn't it? It's just to cover the contract, isn't it? Easy win.
Yeah.
Easy. Billy Joe is going to be a good one. I hope Billy Joe is in that training mindset now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he can drift. He's like a drifter in and out of the boxing and whatnot. But if he's focused, it'll be a good fight. But obviously, my money's on Canelo.
Oh, of course.
Canelo's my guy. Of this generation, he's my guy.
Don't bet against Canelo, man.
Don't bet against Canelo. He's my guy, man. He's my guy. So it'll be a good fight. I want to see a really, really good fight. I want to see the best. If we see the best Billy Joe that we've seen.
Listen.
Can he do it?
We're also talking about super middleweights, might as well add Caleb in there as well. The man them is fighting Caleb Truax. Caleb Truax beat James DeGale to become a world champion, but that was a few years ago. Yeah. We're expecting Caleb Plant to do the job quickly.
Yeah, he'll do the job. He should do the job. He has to. He should. That's a win for him. It's a quick dub.
Easy. Quick dub. It should be just a boxing masterclass.
That's what it should look like, yeah. Mm. But then the thing is, like, for Caleb, after this fight, where does he go now? Like, what's the... You know what I'm saying?
He has to fight Billy Joe or Canelo.
That's the thing, yeah.
That's it. That's
so what, is he looking to fight the winner of that, or...
But look, it's kind of interesting from a business side, because you got Al Heyman on one side doing the chasing to get Canelo. Mm-hmm. And then you got Eddie Hearn, who has Billy Joe under the stable already, but still might not have the powers to make it happen.
That's true.
You know, it's true.
You know, it's that Al Heyman, Eddie Hearn relationship.
it's
hard to get the fights hard. That we need. So, the fights that we want to see, it's hard.
It'll be difficult. Make. But no, but you know what? That's going to be always good to see Canelo in the ring anyway.
So is that, has Billy Joe got anyone lined up?
I think so, you know, but I'm not sure.
And you know what it depends who he's got, because he can't have an easy bump.
No,
he needs something, you know what I'm saying? Opponent. He needs a live opponent. he needs a live opponent for this one, because boy, this is going to be the hardest fight of his life.
In it,
and he ain't got, and another thing is, he ain't got the power to drop Canelo, so his work rate needs to be mad up.
No, for real.
His work rate needs to be so far up, yeah. And the worst thing is, he's gonna have to work so much that the count is just gonna be there.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
It's one of them fights, though. Like, I think Billy Joe might not have enough firepower, you know.
I don't believe he has.
He's a great boxer, but can he actually keep man off him?
He's not going to put no fear into Canelo. I don't.
It's a techie one.
Because, yeah, it's a techie one.
Next one, we got Ryan Garcia has posted that his dream is coming true and he's fighting Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Do you think this fight is confirmed, bro? What does your gut tell you? That's the thing.
You know what it is? I don't think it's confirmed yet, but the new strategy is put into the social media platforms, gain hype, gain attention, sponsorships, this, that, everyone talking about, then it just comes into fruition. Fruition? Yeah, fruition, isn't it?
Fruition. Come on. But yeah, I think that's what's happening here. I don't think that fight has been confirmed. I don't feel like Errol Spence, for example, would be as quiet if that was the case. Because he's obviously trying to beat Pacquiao. Yeah. It's another guy that he can get hold of and he wants to fight him. I'm sure he would have tweeted and said something by now, like, who's skipping me to fight him?
Like, that's the thing. But you know, Pacquiao, he would take the Garcia.
Oh, of course. You secure the bag. Take the Garcia, man.
Secure the bag. Old man.
He's 40, what, is he 42?
Yeah.
So that's
But you know what I read about Garcia, yeah? I see on his Insta the other day, he got baptized.
What, just
man
randomly?
Got baptized. Just out of nowhere. But I don't know. Obviously, for us, it's out of nowhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you don't know what's going on. Yeah. But I was surprised that he got baptized. Because you don't really see that at, like, when someone's got this popularity in the world and whatnot.
Yeah, it's true.
Then just
true.
To go and give themselves to Christ and that. So you have to rate that movement there.
Brandwise. He hasn't put a foot wrong.
He hasn't put a foot wrong.
This guy does everything. He's active. He gives the people what they want to see. Listen, this is it.
Trust me.
This guy is huge. Ryan Garcia is huge.
Yeah, trust me. When I saw that he got baptized, I thought, hey, Tank better watch out, boy. I might give him that Holy Spirit punch, boy.
But now, Tank said, okay, I'm going to move on now because obviously my man's going to fight Pacquiao. Then Devin replied straight away and was like, finally, we agree on something. Like, Devin's trying to get this one of these men to fight him.
He needs it. Because he needs it. That's why.
He needs it. Because he's like a paper champion.
Because no one's really rooting for him. No. Yeah, no one's rooting for Haney. And he's good.
He is.
He's good. But he's good, man.
He's the only champion that didn't get their belt in the ring.
That's true.
And the public
can always throw
that in your face. That's true. Winning your belt in the ring, the main champion was defeated by someone else.
Yeah. And you know what it is now? See now, in today's era, us the public have so much power.
So much power.
Yes, to make things happen. Trust me. Trust me. So, yeah.
But that's an interesting one. Another one is Floyd and Logan has been postponed. Now, I knew that anyway. Bro, the fight was supposed to be in a month, yeah? The fight was supposed to be in a month. Quiet. No press conference.
Quiet.
No nothing.
No press conference. Quiet. Dead. Air. Quiet. So I don't even know, like, is contracts being signed?
Bro, there's no venue.
No venue.
No undercard.
You know what I think? I don't know if it's... The thing is, I'm not sure. I don't think the contracts have been signed yet. I don't think Mayweather's fully agreed. Obviously, Logan's on the go, innit? He needs to take it, and he wants to take it. He wants the opportunity.
Opportunity, yes. Yeah.
So, and then you've got to think about, is Mayweather thinking, you know how Mayweather is. He needs this show to be the biggest. He needs the numbers to be crazy.
Yeah.
He can't go and have a fight with Logan and the numbers are rubbish. No, or the numbers are worse than Mayweather, Tyson and Ray Jones and Jake and Nate.
It has to be higher than that.
You know what I'm saying? It has to be higher than that. So
I think this isn't a COVID thing, you know. I think this isn't a lockdown thing.
It's not a COVID thing. It's not.
This is a thing where Floyd can get the jets out and go coast to coast to promote.
Yes.
That's what it is. True. This isn't no FaceTime, Zoom call level of thing. Floyd can't do that. He's exceeded that. No way.
He can't do that. Yeah.
No.
Money's too long for that.
So when they can fully maximize on promo, I believe that fight will happen.
Yeah.
But Floyd can't do no little zoom thing and then hop in the ring in front of no
and then
crowd.
Like, the thing is, I was thinking like, what about the undercard? Then.
Yeah, that's what I said.
They might even holler at you.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. That would be the smartest move. That would be the smartest move because who's going to fill the undercard?
Exactly. And then it's a TMT thing, isn't
it?
So surely they must can slide down through on a quick undercard.
Of course. They'll have to. Well,
come on, man. Come on. That's a perfect link up right there.
Yeah.
I could do commentary and fight same night and all that.
Same night that we thought. From the shorts to the suit, boy.
From the shorts to the suit. Quickly. But nah. And then finally, we have Jake Paul just announced April 17th, I believe. He's fighting Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Chat to me, my guy.
You know what it is? See Jake Paul, yeah? He's a weasel, innit? He does the weasel thing. He knows who to fight to make him look good. He does the weasel thing.
Bro.
Like Ben he's not a boxer. He can't fight. He ain't got no hands. He hasn't got no hands. It's a guaranteed win.
See?
It's an easy win. There's no threat.
This is why we have the same show.
He hasn't fought no one who poses a real threat or physical, like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. He's a weasel, man.
Listen. The only performance I can give him credit for is the one against Gibb. Because it is not his fault that Gibb didn't turn up.
Gibb called him out. Yeah. That's true.
That is not on him. Yeah, I give him that.
Yeah. Yes.
Nate Robinson. True. Brother.
And he thinks he's so tasty because he dropped Nate.
And then now, Ben Askren, who is a decorated wrestler, but he couldn't even win a silver gloves amateur championship.
Couldn't win a spa, and look,
and Jake's already. Let me go on the social quickly so I can read this. He's already playing the Disney Channel victim. He's already doing it because he announced the fight, and then it's like one side it says Ben Askren, 2-time Division I NCAA wrestling champ, Jake Paul, Disney Channel teen actor, and all that. So they're doing. He's doing that already.
He's a weasel, man. He's such a weasel, man.
Bro.
He knows what he's doing, innit? He's
smart.
Because he's creating the illusion. Yeah. He creates the illusion that he can fight, that he's got power, that he's got this and that.
Yeah, and people are believing.
He creates the illusion. People believe in it, like, bro. Huh. Huh.
But you know, what can we do, bro? We actually can't
do nothing. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing, man.
You know, we just have to sit back and watch it.
Yeah, just have to sit back and just watch it.
And be like, well, this is what he's doing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man, it's mad. And people just fall into the trap, man.
All the time, my guy.
It's falling into the trap. He'll go and win by a knockout. Now he'll be labeled some serious knockout killer. Yeah, now he's ready for everything. Yeah.
That's what they would do. But, you know what? He's active. He's practicing. Active.
He's practicing. He's
getting experience.
That's true.
And he's a fighter right now.
He's active. He's living a fighter's lifestyle. He is.
And now, he definitely is. This is the first person that he's fighting that he can really big them up to be a great fighter.
Yeah, didn't he win a great Bellator? Fighter, but not boxer.
Was he a great...
He was a Bellator champion. He was.
See, so
he
they're going to go, he was. Oh, he's
Bellator. But from wrestling champion, and submitting. Yeah. From Yes, that's the illusion. The grand illusion, you know.
They're getting frustrated. Oh,
bro, man, because it's annoying. It's annoying. You know, I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
I see what he's doing, man.
It's peak, because if we had a bigger platform and we voiced it, he'd get exposed, but...
Yeah, no, but...
Because deep it. If we gave JJ this speech and was like, here, go put this up, then everyone would be like, oh, it's true, you know?
Yeah. It'll get X.
Them men are bitter from who are they?
Come on, man. We're in the goldfish bowl, man. We're not in the ocean.
Nah. It's good over here anyway. It's good over here. Trust me. But yeah, we covered everything still. We spoke about Conor, Canelo, Garcia, Pacquiao, Floyd and Logan, Caleb.
Wait. Jake Paul. Is Eubanks Jr. fighting? Is he fighting Triple G? Is that announced? Or is he just calling them out?
I think he's calling him out. Don't scare me.
He's calling out people. He's trying to say someone was a warm-up fight. Did he say Campbell? Or
who's a warm-up
fight? He tried to call out someone and disrespect them, say, yeah, you could be my warm-up fight for Canelo or something like that. Oh no, for Triple G. I'm sure he said that recently.
Everyone's doing this now, you know, just going to socials and just chatting. Chris Eubank Jr.
Chatting. That's the new way.
Nah, all it says is, welcome to the team. Oh, is that what's happening? Hold on. Oh my days. Brother, imagine how. I go on to Chris Eubank Jr.'s story. Kevin Newman, he posted, he's hunting down Edgar Belinga. You know that guy that
Newman's.
Yeah. You know that guy that has like 17 first round knockouts.
He's hungry. Yeah. He's a beast. He's coming up.
He said, "Who Newman?" He said, "You know what's up with me? I'm with all that shit you was talking. Let's make some shit shake." Ah, jeez.
Cause are they at what you call it together? What's his name? Are they under Ray Jones? Are they training with Ray Jones still?
No. Belinga's with Daniel Jacob and them man's trainer.
No, but Eubanks Jr. Is he still training with Ray Jones?
Eubanks, he's out in Ray Jones.
Yeah, and is Newman with him as well up there still?
Oh, yeah, he would be in it. Yeah.
That's the link up.
That's the link up. Yeah. That's interesting, you know.
They're getting brazy with it up there. They're getting brazy. But Newman, no. Nah, don't do that to yourself. It's not worth the risk.
I
don't
think he should take that fight still. I think he should have a fight to get back in the water and then
that's what
swim.
He needs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't just deep end
exactly what he needs. Not with that type of... You don't need to be... Because after that, if you take a loss, then you're not getting no more run-ins.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
This is a last straw.
Yes. That's last straw. The
boxing game is harsh. People don't understand.
Yeah. It's boxing chess, man. You've got to be tactical a bit.
But listen, people, I hope you enjoyed the episode. We're back again. as I said, we're going to put in more work. We're going to put in more work. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to do more of the little clips and that on the page and that, so we don't have to try and keep you guys engaged for how many minutes. All of that. We're learning. We're learning. That's it.
We're learning, man. We're learning. We're coming along. We're coming along. We're coming
slowly,
along.
Slowly, slowly. What's the, slowly what's but the surely. Words of wisdom, Lee? Before we go, words of wisdom.
Don't be fooled by the illusion.
Okay.
Trust me. These people are transparent. This Jake Paul's transparent. Don't let him fool you, man. Don't let him fool you with all this.
Every fight.
He chooses his victims wisely.
He does.
He chooses them. Yeah. That's one thing I have to rate. That's one thing I have to rate.
He's strategic.
He takes precaution. Mm-hmm. Yes. He yes. knows exactly. Because remember when JJ around. Called him out, he didn't want JJ, but he said yes to Deji.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. He's like, Logan, you go and taste it first. You test the water first. Like. Yeah.
And then after a couple of years, he was like, actually, you know, I think I believe in myself now. But yeah, man, that's that. But listen, make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you're listening on all streaming platforms. Add us to your playlist. Add us to your library. And we will provide you with more content.
Yes, everyone. Bless.
Love people.